You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, man, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but we'll dive into this today with 2 feet. It is the Dukes and Bell. Our man Abe Gordon is filling in for Carl today. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. We got the Dominator pushing the buttons. We got Day-Day. He is in charge of this here operation. Takes a village, and we got plenty to talk about. Braves, man, that was interesting. Nick Allen is the guy, and I don't know about you, but I kind of, he reminds me of the little guy that's like the bench player in Bull Durham, the one that's like the God Squad guy who falls in love with like the dirty girl. Where's it? Will you take my testimony? He's like that little guy. Remember, they come off the road trip and they end up getting married. That's what Nick, when I think of Nick Allen, Day-Day, just like the little guy, kind of like how Garrett Chapman reminds me of Fix-It Felix from Wreck-It Ralph. It's like, Nick Allen, get out there. Oakley Doakley. So, you know, when he hit that error, it was like, dag nabbit. You know, and so the one guy who's been so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because wife's out of town. So I'm on the couch, got all the animals, the menageries around me, the cats, the dog. And I'm like, son of a, you know, I said, and the dog jumps up. What the hell just happened? Because it was like a total choke job, double clutch. I mean, it was like everything, you know, we all had those moments in Little League. You're like, ah, and it happened. Like the guy who's been smooth as silk at second base, a shortstop.
Bell, it was such a mixed feelings of emotions, right? Because obviously he'd been outstanding for this team. We talked about the defense and the errors, and right. There have been some shouts that he's an early Gold Glove candidate and all that stuff, and I don't disagree. You do see the double clutch, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. But at the same time, like, I'm trying not to get upset, and I wasn't, but I'm sure social media was, trying not to get upset at Iglesias, right?
No,
he made
I mean,
the pitch to get out of
well,
it.
Well, he put guys on, you know, because that's what he does. Because we have not had a closer with elite stuff since Craig Kimball and a little bit of Kenley Jansen.
Right.
You know, and it's just we've had guys that nibble, guys who have to use guile and mix up speed and location. I mean, everybody, and I say this to Carl, because Carl always reminds me when I get on the closers, and I get on every freaking closer since Mark Melanson, is you want a guy to come out and throw 99. Well, those guys don't grow on trees.
Right.
And even those guys this year are struggling around both the National and the American League.
It's just so unique that we were talking yesterday with Grant about it was a bad luck night for Iglesias the night before. And then certainly in this one, now he had an opportunity to pull potentially a double play. He kind of misgloved it, and then he couldn't grab it properly. He eventually does get that out.
Right.
But boy, what a tough break for him, because he made the pitch to get out of it. It could have been a win right there and game over, and Nick Allen throws it away and all from there. But the one thing we had talked about was finding some clutch hits, and the other thing that I had mentioned specifically to you yesterday was Alex Verdugo. This guy's got to get on base, and he's obviously a centerpiece there early in one of the earlier runs, and then certainly that ball dribbled up the middle, and it's a game winner.
Yep, one guy that continues to struggle, man. Ozzie is flailing. You get to the point now where you got to sit him. And I mean, you got to bench. You got to bench Ozzie Albies. I know we got no one else.
You're there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm his biggest fan. I'm his big. He can't hit. Now again, you guys, you know, it's Braves fans, follow me on this. I know not everybody. I'm not trying to be condescending. You know, 5 minutes into the show, But, I mean, you had a hitting instructor that gave this team everything. Had one of the greatest seasons in Major League Baseball history, certainly one of the greatest hitting franchise in franchise history in 2023. And then last year they come up on the brakes and they fire the hitting instructor. And it's Seitzer's fault. I don't know anything about Hires, okay? I know Hires has been part of two World Series teams. What is he doing? What do you do? Because the Braves love to fire the hitting. I've seen four get fired in my time here. Managers stay forever, but the hitting instructor always gets whacked. It's like being the drummer in Spinal Tap. But, I mean, to me, like, what is Hires doing? How are you helping your guys to be better at the plate? Because the guys who continue to struggle, like Ozzie, go up there and they have no frigging plan. And I know he hit one hard ball to right field. Because I know Grant will always tell us, well, he hit a hard ball to right. Okay, there was one ball he hit on the screws, and it was a line drive out. But that's it. That's it.
And it's interesting because, and look, I'm not a hitting coach, so I'm not going to get into the specifics of this, but it doesn't feel like it's a technical thing, right? Like, we've seen guys who start, you know, they're stepping in the bucket or they're doing this, or they pick up a bad habit, a little tick that puts their timing off, whatever. I'm kind of with you here, Mike. This is a plate approach thing. This is a mental thing. And it's just one of those things. If I go up there and watch him swing at the first pitch again,
right,
and it's a pop out where the center fielder's kind of jogging in, or the pitcher's moving away so the first baseman can field it on the infield. Like, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Well, the thing with Ozzy, there was always the idea is never let him bat from the right side, because it doesn't work. Because right now against lefties he's batting 190, against righties he's batting 213. Because normally it would be like a 50. You know, remember Grant. Remember Aide, there'd be like a 50-point like split. For lefty and righty. Yeah. And even that doesn't exist right now for Ozzy.
Are we team laid down a bunt, see what happens?
Oof. No, I'm just looking. I love
Ozzy. You got him out the lineup. We got Luke Williams.
I love Ozzy. Something. You got to do something. You got to give me something. Because right now it's a designated out. That's when it's that bad. And that, look, I'm just not telling a Braves fan anything they're not already thinking when you're watching. All right, let's go to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start with the good. And let's start with Brian Snicker talking about that unbelievable catch by Money Harris. Combination of like Willie Mays, Ken Griffey, because he goes over the shoulder and he hits the wall hard like Griffey used to. Take a listen to Snit.
Practice. And he almost made another highlight film. Yeah, that ball in the gap. I thought he was going to run it down. But that's amazing how he can kind of keep it in his gait and everything. His eyes aren't bouncing or whatever, and the coordination to catch those balls is phenomenal.
Yeah, almost had a snow cone later on a dive. And this one was interesting, and I put it out on Twitter. Like, that's one of the best catches I've ever seen. And maybe that was a prisoner of the moment thing, but it looked like he didn't know where it was. I think he kind of got turned around. But when he refound it, he kept tracking it. And my favorite was the reaction. And I just talked to you before we went on air. The reaction of him, like, shaking his head and saying, not on me, not today, boys. I love it. And that shows you why he is that guy that there's so much potential for. Like, he can absolutely be a gold glover. We've seen it before last night, but certainly last night as well.
Hey, man, some more audio from the Braves last night. Here is Ozuna from the Braves, Big Bear, going yard.
Ozuna attacks that. Left center, kiss it goodbye. A big fly for the Big Bear. 3-1.
I mean, one of the bigger long-distance jobs of the season from Ozuna.
Yeah, and it's so impressive for guys. And we always talked about Barry Bonds, and you remember this, where he would get – and I'm not saying that Ozuna is Barry Bonds or that the numbers are the same. But you would remember Barry Bonds would get like one, maybe two pitches a game that he could actually hit, and somehow he was always putting them in the water.
Right.
It's almost started to feel that way with Ozuna. He's being walked so much that every time he gets a strike, he's finding ways to put it in play. Yeah, he had a strung out, a hard base knock earlier, and then obviously the home run. It's very impressive to see. He is locked in, man. He really is.
2-for-3 with a walk in that home run you talked about. So the Big Bear, man. Love this guy. Let's hear from Snicker on Iglesias. As we said, it's just he doesn't have electric stuff. And I heard Andy and Randy talking about it. You know what I want? You want, you know, Heater. Like, and even Heater is fallible because we've seen him get litten up. I mean, Freddie, one of the big home runs of recent Braves history, was beating up Heater in Milwaukee. So just because you're throwing 99 doesn't mean you're going to get away with it. It's just when you've got the stuff, and that's why I was never a fan of, like, the specific situational closer like Rivera getting every single vote for Hall of Fame. But then you look at it and you say, the guy was so bulletproof, say, for one World Series. You know, Rivera was just so good. In the old days, when I was a kid, relievers would pitch 2 1/3. You know, they actually really put the work in.
Yeah.
Now it's basically you're set up for success. But in the case of Iglesias, another grind. Here's Snicker on his closer.
And that was kind of a, you know, it's a tough play with a good runner, too, right there. Yeah, I know, poor Iggy. It's, you know, I know he's not pleased with it. But it's like just the other day, there was just like some balls right out of the reach and hitting the right spot. You know, that ball could have been right at Nick, too. You know what I mean? And then the inning's over and he gets a save. And he's kind of pitching into some tough luck here, too.
Quantify it how you want, Mike, but like I am just notching this up to bad luck, and maybe that's me, and I agree with you. Like, he's not the same pitcher he was last year. There's certainly concerns and struggles there. I'm not saying there's not, but the last two nights, it's just been bad luck. I hope it evens out. I hope there's a guy that shreds the ball 402 feet and Michael Harris makes an incredible catch. Like, it hopefully will even out over the course of the year.
Hey, man, one more piece of audio. Nick Allen, by the way, tough night at the ballpark, 0-for-3 at the dish, and, of course, that error that we talked about to start the segment. By the way, he's batting 137 at Truist Park. Isn't that crazy? 377 away from home. Here is a snit on his plucky shortstop.
No, yeah, it's great. It's great. He's a ball player. You know, that's tough play because he's such a rangy kid that he's going to get to a lot of those balls. And then, you know, sometimes in the transfer it doesn't work good. You got a kid that can run that hit it too. So, I'm just glad we picked it up and won the game. You know what I mean? Because he helped us win the game with the sacrifice bunt.
Extra pressure. Braves now back to that perilous one game under 500. See if we can get to 500. As you guys know, the year of the World Series, we didn't get there until August. So, I mean, I know it's a benchmark we all want to get to, but we always struggle with it.
I'm going to go ahead and make the statement right now, and I'll repeat it a couple times, Mike. If they don't get to 500 tonight facing Mike Soroka, they're not getting back the whole year.
Oh, stop.
How about that?
That's crazy talk. Now, you know, that's come on, man.
A little overboard?
I
did say yesterday that they're going to get back with two wins, including the one over Mike Soroka. I still feel it with.
Hey, everybody. I got Abe over here. He says the Braves won't be over 500 for the season if they can't get past the Nationals tonight. You know, I worked at Fox Sports back in the old days, and they set up this thing. I was called the Opinionator. And they just wound me up with, like, stupid texts you just gave, that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, last night, and we'll get into it as part of our daily download. We've got our next segment with Brett Boone, who's now all of a sudden not just our Odyssey insider. He's a hitting coach. We'll ask him about, you know, what's going on with Ozzie and guys. But last night, you know, I just felt so bad for Jason Tatum, and now waiting for the official word. But everybody I saw, it's amazing how many orthopedists or doctors immediately get on social media and go, yes, I've not touched his leg. I have not looked at x-rays. That is an Achilles. I know it looked like an Achilles, and maybe it is an Achilles, but everybody last night pronounced it an Achilles. To see him wheeled off, I mean, when Paul Pierce gets wheeled off, it was a bit ridiculous. This was legitimate at the Garden.
Yeah, and he was obviously distraught. You know what I'm almost more amazed by, Mike? In today's era of sports coverage, and we've seen how many different Achilles go, and you see the ripple up the calf and all that, no angles, camera angles.
Yeah,
that was shocking to me.
Nothing from behind the Knicks bench, because that's where you would have seen it. But yeah, so last night, the Knicks were winning. The Knicks were waiting for that big game from Brunson. Brunson was on fire last night. He was just a machine.
So was Bridges.
But
my
Bridges,
goodness.
Yeah, I mean, everything.
Nobi.
Robinson,
yeah.
With the you want to take it over, Abe?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
You've got to look. Can we get some Ritalin for him? You need some. You've got to stop. You've got to stop. Okay, I speak, you speak. Please, please. Now, as far as the Knicks last night, yes, everything that we talked about, yes, work. I mean, just everything working last night. But for the Celtics now, okay, everyone and Carl and I are of that opinion with Jaylen Brown that he's so much more clutch. That Tatum obviously is a guy that, yes, he's got the big money, but the guy, the heart and soul guy, is Brown. Well, I just can't see, if they play like that, and Brunson continues to shoot like that, because that was his, I mean, that was the epiphany night for him in this series.
Yeah, have you seen his fourth quarter numbers over the course? I mean, it is up there with some of the all-time greats through 10 games. I mean, he's clutch. Like, we've talked about it, and we've seen some comments about, like, where's the clutchness in these playoffs? It's in Brunson. That guy's an absolute stone cold killer. Are you surprised like that he's gotten to this point
career? It's because, you know, I've got, and by the way, we will cover Knicks fans because, yes, some people feel that they are more insufferable than any other fan base in all of sports. It's almost like, because I grew up amongst them, so I know, Abe, it's like you took the worst of Mets fans, the worst of Yankees fans, the worst of Giants, and you put it all in a blender. You know, then you throw in the celebrities and the Wall Street D-bags that are sitting courtside. It's like it's a very unlikable group of people.
I'm with you. I think it's the celeb factor, it's the star factor the Knicks have that some of the other teams, maybe you don't showcase it that way, that's kind of got them feeling.
Right.
A certain
but in Boston, I mean, this it just feels like, especially with that Celtics, you know, the Celtics City documentary on HBO, this is just another chapter that would fit in the Bill Simmons documentary. Now with Tatum, whatever, how just catastrophic this injury is going to be. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the ping pong balls. Everybody's got a conspiracy theory. And I got to be honest, normally I shy away from that stuff. Too much of a coincidence. I've just thrown a pen at Abe. Let's see if I choke him out between now and six. Now, there's a reason to stick around. Dukes and Bell. We'll talk to Brett Boone next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on a Tuesday. It's funny, a couple guys hit us up. Eddie says, Mike getting a taste of his own medicine with Abe. I said, well, at least I know I talk too much. Abe just goes and goes. You understand? If I wasn't doing this for a living, I'd just be bartending somewhere talking to yourself. What would you do if you weren't doing this for a living?
I'll be, you know what, Mike? I don't really know. Like, I've been doing this since I was, like, in high school. Something with sports?
Right.
Can I be, like, a official scorekeeper? At Braves games.
Hey, man. Now, our next guest is one of our favorite guests. Unfortunately, now he has a real job. And Brett Boone is going to join us right now. We can't go specific players because he is now part of Major League Baseball again as the hitting coach for the Texas Rangers. And again, this is, I love Bruce Bochy, and we can talk about his relationship with Bruce and everything else. But we can't get specifics now because, again, that would be a violation of Major League Baseball rules. He joins us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. First off, congratulations. What made you decide to get back in the game?
Hey, guys. Yeah. Last time I talked with you guys, I had no inclinations. I had no idea. And it just kind of happened. And, you know, it's life sending you in crazy directions. And, you know, I was on the beach with my dog and I got a phone call from Bruce Bochy. And I thought about it for a short time. And I just thought, you know, I got to do this for Bruce. And I got to Fenway Park the first day. I got out in the dugout, and I just kind of thought, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. But I hadn't mentioned it. I didn't think anything of it. And all of a sudden, it just came together in about 36 hours, and now I'm in the grind.
Right.
It's been a week, and I've had as many things thrown at me as you could imagine. And, you know, I'll be still I still got to keep up with your Braves. I got a son-in-law there,
right?
That's playing shortstop, so I'll be keeping my eye. My daughter's there. I'll get to, when we play you guys this year, I'll get to have some family time. But I'm sorry, I just cannot be an Atlanta Brave fan anymore. I'm a Texas Ranger.
And just real quick before we go around Major League Baseball, the thing, Brett, is, and we've heard Carl's off today. We got Abe Gordon filling in. Carl covered Major League Baseball. He knows Bruce pretty well. I've only got a chance to interview him once or twice. He just seems like such a real likable guy, and it just everyone seems to rave about working with him.
He's a special man. He's a unicorn, you know. I got a chance to play for him in 2000. And I played for him with the Padres. And since then, for you know, last 20, 25 years, we have a ton of mutual friends. We've done countless events in the off seasons through the years, and golf events and gatherings. Like I said, we have a ton of mutual friends. And he's just a guy I've always held in very high regard. He's one of those guys. You know, you go through life, and it's pretty tough getting through life with not one person ever that I've ever met when his name was mentioned had nothing but just a ringing endorsement. And those are far and few between. He's one of those guys. He just really, he emulates with everybody from staff to front office to players, as seamlessly as I could imagine. I've had a lot of guys that I've played for in my career. And, Bruce is just a little bit different than all of them. He just has that uncanny ability to really relate with everybody, no matter what your capacity in the work environment. And I have a ton of respect for him. Like I said, when I got that phone call, I laughed because when he called me, I said, Bruce, I know you're dying to come back on my podcast. What's going on? What can I help you with? He goes, no, Booney, we're going to make a change here in Texas. And I was wondering if I could get you back in uniform. And we started right there, and it took me a couple minutes talking to my wife, and I said, "Of course, I've got to do this." If Bruce Bochy calls me, so 36 hours later, I was on a plane, and now I'm a week in, finally getting my accommodations all set up and my car shipped, and we're ready to go. And you know, this is a talented team, and you know, I'm getting to know the players. Kind of interjecting I'm trying to listen more than talk early, but I'm getting to know some of the personalities, and I just have to constantly remind these guys, remember, you know, we're up to 500 right now, but I said, remember, 2 years ago, you were hoisting the trophy. You know how to do this. You've done this before. And so, yeah, it's been a smooth transition. Staff's great. Everybody in Texas has been great, and I'm ready. We had a win last night in a little bit of dramatic fashion. We had a two-run homer late, and got the first one at home, but we got this homestand, and we're going to go off to New York. So that's going to be interesting. I'm going to get to see Aaron and hopefully beat up on those Yankees.
Brett Boone on the WadeFord.com hotline, formerly an insider here, now officially the Texas Rangers hitting coach. And along with those responsibilities here, Brett, when you do see a guy that's a really good player that's starting to slide, maybe starting to head towards a slump, what do you feel is your responsibility to stem that? Or are we looking to see, is it anything physical? And if you rule that out, what do you talk about from a mental, from a plate approach standpoint with a guy that's scuffling a little bit?
Well, that's the one thing, you know, and these guys know this. I told them early on, I said, what I have the ability to do is live with you and know exactly every emotion that you could possibly be going through. I've been there. So yeah, I'm very relatable to the current player. You know, I've been at the top of the mountain. And I always use the same analogy. You know, I've been in streaks where I can't wait to get to the ballpark. I'm pounding on the door because I know I'm going to get some hits tonight. And we're going to win. I've also been on the other side, where I'm hiding in that, I'm on the road and I'm hiding in my hotel room. I don't want to go to the ballpark because I'm not having any success. So you find yourself living and dying with these guys, knowing what they're going through, knowing the guys that are hot, the guys that are scuffling, looking for a little bit. And we just keep grinding. I tell them, first and foremost, watch the game. Watch the game. It'll tell you a lot. I'll tell you a lot by watching other like-bodied players, you know, right-handed for right-handers, lefties, get with your lefties. Watch how the opposing team's attacking you. That'll give you some intel from when you go up to hit. But first and foremost, watch the game. This game is so hard. You know, another thing is the minor leagues, you go down to A-ball levels and the instructional balls. That's kind of, these guys are, you got a piece of clay in your hand, and, right. and you're helping mold and teach. Here, these guys are big leaguers. Like I said, 2 years ago, they won the World Series. So they've done it before. They know how to do it. It's just whatever I can do to maybe just get something loose in that brain that says, oh, yeah, when I was going good, I did this. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And playing the game right, I emphasize that.
You know,
staying through the middle of the field, all these easy things to say that sound very simple, and they really are simple. You know, the data points and the analytics have really grown in our game, and I think there's a lot of positive points to it. But as much as the game's changed, it's still hitter against pitcher, and it's still sometimes a chess match. I like to develop an approach for each and every game, each and every at bat. Once we leave the on deck circle, I want as least amount going between your two ears as possible, because that's where we get clouded and that's where we get messed up. These guys are great. I mean, I've had a lot of fun. It's made me feel young again. I feel like, you know, I was watching my son a year ago in the minor leagues, and you know, Brett Boone, I try to be cool. You know, I try to be poised in the stands, but nobody knows what's going on inside. When he's doing really well inside, I'm just fireworks going off. But I'm remaining, you know, you wouldn't know it by the look on my face, but I'm so excited. And when he's scuffling, it's equal on the other side. I'm hurting with him, and I want to go down there and help him, but I think, nope, I'm too old to get in that box anymore. So it's a little bit of the same. I mean, I've only been here a week, and I find myself on the bench. You know, one thing they want to see, they don't want to see you sweat. If I'm worried, then I don't want to put that on to them.
Right.
So I'm living and dying with these guys. When they execute if they have a job to do when they come up here, it could be as easy as moving a runner or getting a runner in from third, less than two outs. Believe me, inside, when they do it, I'm kind of going, yes. and when they have a tough time, I'm dying with them too. So it's kind of cool. It's more emotional than I thought it'd be, but so far, so good.
Right. Now, we know you can't talk about other players. I guess you can still talk about your son-in-law. And Nick Allen, by the way, is Brett's son-in-law. And he's been money for us. It was funny because we're joking around. He literally seems like the guy you want your daughter to date, or in your case, marry.
Absolutely.
He just seems like a great little guy.
Yeah. People that say that all the time, they say, what do you think of Nick? I said, you know, when you're a father and life goes on and you get a little experience going through life, the one thing you want is you just want your daughter, especially, to meet a gentleman that loves her to death and thinks she's the greatest thing in the world. And Nick does that. He puts her up on a pedestal, and that's all I could wish for my daughter. He's as good as I could imagine. I mean, you guys have got to probably meet him and see him around. He's exactly what you think he is. He's kind. He's, you know, I knew what I was getting when he called me to say, you know, Mr. Boone, I was thinking about asking Savannah to marry him. You know, I gave him a little bit of a hard time. I said, are you kidding me? What? And I said, of course, I'd be honored. And you know what? He called my mother.
Oh, wow.
Because my daughter and her grandma are very close. And he said, yeah, I thought it was important to call your mom because I know the relationship they have. And, you know, when a kid's calling not only the mother and the father, but the grandmother, you know you got a good one. So I'm happy for all his success, and he's doing a good job. He's on a good team over there. But like I said, I'm a Ranger, and we want to come down and whoop up on you.
Right on, man. Well, Brett, we've had a great time with your brother. Best of luck with the Rangers in Dallas and Fort Worth. And thanks so much for coming on with us.
All the best, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. Brett Boone right there. And yeah, Nick Allen is his son-in-law. It was funny because we were joking around last segment, if you missed it. We were joking around with Abe. I said, he literally seems like sort of Fix-It Felix, the guy. Because let's be honest, if you grew up in baseball like Brett Boone did generations of you know, your dad and your grandfather, the last thing you want your daughter marrying is a baseball player, but this guy really is a sweetheart.
At least he's an infielder, not a reliever. That'd be the real concern.
Correct. Or a big bonus baby, too, right? Hey, man, we'll come back. We'll talk about conspiracy theories. We'll get you our daily download because a lot of people are really, really freaking out over this NBA lottery. We'll explain.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, man, we're going to rip the lid off this NBA conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. What's that line from Shawshank? It's a conspiracy. That's what this is. And everybody's in on it.
Follow
what
the money.
What say you, fuzzy britches? Everybody throws the warden throws the rock and he finds Andy Dufresne's tunnel. It's a conspiracy. That's what this is. Yeah, man, I saw that last night because I'm not going to watch that because that is like for years. If you're a Hawks fan or when I lived in D.C., the Bullets were always on that. It was like Wes Unseld was always the point man for that because it was like the rogues gallery of just bad franchises. Because it seems like once you're in that lottery, you never get out. Ooh. So it's like you just have like this all these like sad faces and sad, you know. And I get it. Everybody's talking about how Murphy's Law. We have Wemby, our pick, and now it's going to be Cooper Flagg. And look, Rhys-Suchet may be the man, guys. He's developing. It was never going to be as compelling over – it was Rhys-Suchet or Sarr for the most part. But I get it. I understand some folks going, it's so Atlanta. And I hate – Abe, I always hate to fall into that Atlanta-itis thing when it comes to, you know, things like the Hawks or any other team.
Well, it's also not like some weird butterfly effect where, like, not winning the lottery last year would have given you the lottery this year. Like, it wasn't – instead of Rhys-Suchet, you get Cooper Flagg. No, then you just don't get Rhys-Suchet.
But one more loss. One more loss, we may be picking four.
Maybe.
I mean, we would have had a shot mathematically. We were pretty much that's what's so funny about how these things work. And we're going to get deeper dive into this. We're going to get you the daily download here on Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in for Carl today. But it's just when I heard that, I was like, your first thought is, okay, they move one of the biggest stars in the league without an open bidding process in one of the worst trades in NBA history. And then subsequently, like 2.5 months later, they get the number one pick at a potential Larry Bird face of an NBA coming back to the fourth largest market in America. I mean, it's hard not to immediately go, well, that's a hell of a coincidence, isn't it?
Well, and you also go back and look at some of the other coincidences, right? Like the first Anthony Davis trade, like LeBron leaving Cleveland and going to Miami, and then you follow who gets the picks in those
situations. Now, agents can go and decide where they want to go. But I mean, in this case, but just to me, it's almost, you almost feel like there's some kind of Faustian bargain where it's like, hey, we need to get we got to get the last run of LeBron here.
Yeah.
You trade Luka and we'll make it worth your while because Luka's disgruntled. Yada. I mean, and I hate to be that guy because it's like it's so goofy. And I hate in America in 2025, everything is a conspiracy theory because all our institutions are corrupt and no one believes in anything anymore. But I got to be honest with you. I don't trust Adam Silver as far as I can throw him.
Well, here's the first question you always ask. And this is whether it's a real conspiracy or a sports conspiracy is who's benefiting.
Right.
And you can go with the follow the money. But in general, who's
benefiting? You know, I always ask that question? Lennon.
Yeah. Well,
who benefits? it's not John Lennon, B.I. Lennon.
Right, right. Yeah, you know. It's not difficult to kind of figure out who's benefiting here. Yeah. The Lakers benefited, obviously, by whatever Nico did. This is the fourth largest media market. Dallas is. This is a market that essentially told you a month ago that they're not interested in basketball anymore. There were reports, right, of we're going to tank the fan interest and move this team to Vegas. This is the fourth largest media market. No, you're not. And now to get this, I called it last night, Mike, a get-out-of-jail-free card for Nico Harrison. This is a guy that could have been fired after that trade. Now he's going to get potentially an impact player that if he turns out to be what he's projected to be, could end up as like a lifetime contract for the GM.
I mean, that's the guy. I mean, Nico literally goes from zero to hero just by virtue of this. Look, when it's 1.8% and you nail it, I mean, there's so many ways. Anyway, like, we got the whole show to break this down. But, I mean, the theory about the Knicks going back to 85 with Patrick Ewing and how, you know, for those who don't remember, for younger audience, just you can Google it. And that, you know, Stern kind of like, you know, kind of digs around in there to find the envelope, which may or may not have been chilled. The same accounting firm which presided over the lottery just did a multi-million dollar accountant of Gulf and Western who owned the Knicks. So it was like, you know, like one hand washes the other. So there's a lot of moving parts behind that one. But then if there really truly was a fix being in, then Rick Pitino gets Tim Duncan. He doesn't go to San Antonio. The Celtics, one of your, you know, obviously your hallmark franchises, would get the player, which gets them back on top in a very lean period, as documented in that Celtics documentary.
Do you buy that they can't rig the draft lottery because it's televised and aired? Now they show it after the fact.
But that's the thing. So much stuff goes on behind closed doors where people immediately go, well, wait a minute. And it's, if you guys remember, you know, from everything that's happened with Wall Street, and, you know, remember there's, you could trust the accounting firms? Not really, because then we found out the accounting firms are all in on the fix with everybody else, just like Standard & Poor's, who grades. Don't get me started. I'm sound like Rob Tribble all of a sudden with all the conspiracies. Anyway, well, we will get deeper into this. First things first, I'm contractually obligated, and Day-Day is instructing me. I must give you today's daily download.
Story number one.
All right, man. The Bravos had a cooking with Kenny Powers on the bump, and then Grant did a nice job, Holmes. Then, of course, they get the big, amazing defensive play by Harris. They go ahead, and then, hey, we're looking good, right? Because Ozuna Powers with a big homer, etc. And then we had that error we already talked about, and then it was time for Canelo Verdugo at the plate.
Ground ball up the middle. Here comes Eli White, and the Cardiac Kids find a way.
Yeah, two hits for Verdugo last night, and we talked about it yesterday. Like, if this guy goes, the offense looks a little bit fresher. Also, if you notice, last two games, they flipped Olsen and Ozuna in the lineup. Maybe that's why Ozuna saw a pitch to hit yesterday, but they have been clutch. For right. Whatever their record is, they have been clutch, and now the opportunity, once again, I think they failed five times now.
Right.
0-5.
And you gonna stick with that, Sparky the Sportscaster take from earlier?
That was obviously a joke.
But I wasn't sure. You know, if people are so literal out there. If you miss it, Abe goes, if we don't win this one, we'll never, ever get to 500.
If you don't beat Mike Soroka tonight to get back to 500, you can kiss 500 goodbye the whole year. No, they'll get there, but I think it's tonight. I really do. I think they're going to pound Soroka.
If you're new to the show, that's what we joke around when you make that big, bold pronouncement. Sparky the Sportscaster, I don't think this team gets to 500. Hey, story two, Alice Claire, how come us up?
Story number two.
Falcons going to Berlin. Everybody kind of knew this was where it was going. We were odds-on favorite to get it. We have an association. It's one of like the teams that's like, what, we're registered in
International
Germany?
Marketing rights they picked up in 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Falcons, the dirty, but now Delta, please get a charter on this. I haven't heard anything from my ticket. I got season tickets for the Falcons, but I'm sure there's something will be in the mail on this one because right now Abe and I were just looking at flights, and it's like impossible to get there and back in like a 5-day period.
You fancy yourself a trip on Lufthansa?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at Lufthansa from Kennedy and getting that way. Anyway, hopefully Delta will put a couple of charters together direct from Atlanta to Berlin. That will make it easier for Falcon fans. Please, please, please. At a reasonable rate?
I wouldn't be surprised if they I don't know if it'll be a reasonable rate, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put together one or two specialty flights.
Right. Right now, though, we're looking at it anywhere from the cheapest seats were, what, $815 to get there. And with a stop in Frankfurt, you can't get there from here directly.
You don't sit in that class, though. That's the Abe
seat. Well, again, I don't want to sound like an elitist, but
that's the Abe seat.
I can't lie to you, Abe, and I'd say this, Chris, because Chris always does, like, you know, nobody here gets more in his bag about me and Carl being the patricians and he's the plebeian. When we talk about travel arrangements. But once you, it's a blessing and a curse. Once you sit first class, it's like Seinfeld. Remember that episode of Seinfeld when he's up front and Elaine's in the back? And Jerry's met like the supermodel and he's eating the warm cookie and Elaine's sandwich between. Once you go first class, it's hard to sit in steerage again. It just becomes very difficult.
I would sit underneath the plane if it saved me $30.
Right. See, I won't do that. Yeah. All right, let's get on to story number three.
Story number three.
Hey, man, it was unbelievable vibe at the Garden last night. Let's hear some audio as Ananobi, man, just makes it happen, unfortunately, for Tatum. Bad night.
Tatum, right elbow, over to Brown, dropped it, picked up by Ananobi. He's got a clear lane for a jam, and he'll throw it down. 113-104 New York with 3 minutes left. Tatum is down and hurt. He's calling timeout.
Yeah, obviously he wasn't going to return, and it was tough to watch, not the injury, but his reaction, Mike. Like,
right.
You could tell he knew that it was bad, the way he was reacting on court, the way he obviously hung his head on the wheelchair underneath the stadium. But I don't want to get lost in the injury to say the Knicks were winning that game last night. Tatum had an incredible night. He could have stayed on for the next 3.5 minutes or whatever was left in the game. The Knicks weren't losing. They had too many guys who were making big plays down the stretch.
They missed 30 three-point attempts last night. I mean, I get it. That's their DNA. Day-Day, we've been talking about this last night. I was going round and round because I think it was like two series or two trips down the floor before he had the injury. Tatum pops for like a 50-footer. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, man? You're exactly right. And I believe that was the sequence that actually lost because what it was Derek White shot up a three after with like they didn't even take – and the issue is they didn't take time off the clock.
No.
They didn't run any type of offense. It's come down. Derek chucks a three. They miss. Knicks go down, score. Tatum comes down, chucks that long-distance three. They miss. Knicks go down and score again. That went from a three-point lead to a seven-point lead, and that, it was over after that.
Derek White was red-hot to start this game. I think he made four threes in the first couple minutes. He had 12 of the team's first, like, 18 or 19 points and was relatively invisible after that. And Kristaps Porzingis is completely lost. This is a guy that should have felt like he's a difference maker for them. He's completely lost in this series.
Yeah, and now it's time for you always say, you know, Jaylen Brown, it's time to step up because I always felt that Jaylen Brown is the secret sauce on the Celtics. But remember, guys, Tatum goes for 42 in what could be his last game for 6 to 8 months. You know, because now, and as Day-Day just said to start the show, it's kind of radio silence out of Boston. We've heard he was going to get the MRI. It looks, I mean, and I saw last night on social media, immediately everybody who's a doctor or pretends to be a doctor on the internet was saying it was the Achilles.
I saw one guy who's like, it's a sprain. I'm like, oh, I don't think so, bro. Can I ask you a real question about the Celtics, though, Mike? Like, is this it for them? Like,
well,
do they stay together?
They've always had the contract issues. How are you going to make this tenable? Don't forget, they're also in an ownership turnover. They're about to be bought by a new group. And, I mean, not that the Jason Tatum injury is going to forestall that. It's going to happen. But it is interesting because now you look at a team that maybe should have, you know, again, I thought they should have had three championships. I thought, you know, like Ime Udoka was the brains of the operation. He has the scandal where he sleeps with the wrong person who had an owner or whatever, one of the ownership group assistant, which, again, I don't think it was a fireable offense. I think it's two consenting adults, but I guess they felt a different way. And they lose the brains of the operation because Joe Mazzulla, they won last year despite him,
Thank you. Thank you. I 100% agree. Randy looked at me pretty crazy.
No, Joe Mazzulla has no clue.
He's
got great talent. They've got it. Look, they built an amazing team. They got tremendous depth. They got great role players. But, I mean, to me, losing Tatum, I mean, I think they can still maybe get a win up in Boston just on sheer heart and adrenaline. But if Brunson goes off again like that, there's no way the Celtics can win.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you didn't see it last night, Jalen Brunson was just a force of nature and just everything was dropping, everything. And by the way, the refs really weren't a story. I know some Boston fans were bellyaching. We knew that Scott Foster was kind of a turd. I thought there were a lot of loose ball fouls that went against the Knicks. I thought it was generally about fair.
You had
fair
Boston fans? Because I saw a ton of Knicks fans.
Well, Knicks
like,
fans are gonna,
contact.
They're
gonna
going to be about everything.
All right, fair enough.
Look, and that's why, you know, it's funny because when Trey, who lives rent-free still in Knicks fans' heads, that's why, you know, we talked about it yesterday. You know, I grew up with it. But, I mean, Knicks fans are insufferable. You know, it's just they're just awful people. We'll explain. We'll dive into that. When we come back, though, we'll dive into more on the Falcons because an interesting piece of information comes out. Now, is it sour grapes or is it a former player saying what a lot of Falcon fans knew? Our defensive coordinator had no clue last year. We'll dive into it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.